The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 11, Judd Bharat Instructs King Rahugana. In this chapter, the Brahmana Judd Bharat instructs Maharaj Rahugana in detail. He tells the king, quote, "You are not very experienced, yet you pose yourself as a learned person because you are very proud of your knowledge. Actually, a person who is on the transcendental platform does not care for social behavior that sacrifices spiritual advancement. Social behavior comes within the jurisdiction of karmakanda, material benefit. No one can advance spiritually by such activities. The conditioned soul is always overpowered by the modes of material nature, and consequently he is simply concerned with material benefits and auspicious and inauspicious material things. In other words, the mind, which is the leader of the senses, is absorbed in material activities life after life. Thus, he continuously gets different types of bodies and suffers miserable material conditions. On the basis of mental concoction, social behavior has been formulated. If one's mind is absorbed in these activities, he certainly remains conditioned within the material world. According to different opinions, there are 11 or 12 mental activities, which can be transformed into hundreds and thousands. A person who is not Krishna conscious is subjected to all these mental concoctions and is thus governed by the material energy. The living entity who is free from mental concoctions attains the platform of pure spirit soul, devoid of material contamination. There are two types of living entities, Jivatma and Paramatma, the individual soul and the supreme soul. That supreme soul in his ultimate realization is Lord Vasudev, Krishna. He enters into everyone's heart and controls the living entity in its different activities. He is therefore the supreme shelter of all our living entities. One can understand the supreme soul and one's position in relationship with him when one is completely freed from the unwanted association of ordinary men. In this way, one can become fit to cross the ocean of nescience. The cause of conditional life is attachment to the external energy. One has to conquer these mental concoctions. Unless one does so, he will never be freed from material anxieties. Although mental concoctions have no value, their influence is still very formidable. No one should neglect to control the mind. If one does, the mind becomes so powerful that immediately one forgets his real position. Forgetting that he's an eternal servant of Krishna and that service to Krishna is his only business, one is doomed by material nature to serve the objects of the senses. One should kill mental concoctions by the sword of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotee. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Text 1. Brahmana Uvacha, O Kovida Kovida Vada Vadan, Vadasyato Nati Vidam Vrista, Nasuryo Hi Vyavaharam Enam, Tatva Vamarshena Saha Mananti. Synonyms. Brahmana Uvacha, the Brahmana said, O Kovida, without having experience, Kovida Vada Vadan, words used by experienced persons, Vadasi, you are speaking, ato, therefore, na, not, ati vidam, of those who are very experienced, varista, the most important, na, not, surya, such intelligent persons, he indeed, vyavaharam, mundane in social behavior, anam, this, tattva, of the truth, abham sarmars, sena, fine judgment by intelligence, saha, with, amananti, discuss. Translation. The Brahmana Judd Bharat said, My dear king, although you are not at all experienced, you are trying to speak like a very experienced man. Consequently, you cannot be considered an experienced person. An experienced person does not speak the way you are speaking about the relationship between a master and a servant or about material pains and pleasures. These are simply external activities. Any advanced, experienced man considers the absolute truth and does not talk in this way. Purport. Krishna similarly chastised Arjuna, Asochyan anvasochyastvam pragnavadam stribhasase. Quote, While speaking learned words, you are lamenting for what is not worthy of grief, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 2.11. Similarly, among people in general, 99.9% try to talk like experienced advisors, but they are actually devoid of spiritual knowledge and are therefore like inexperienced children, speaking nonsensically. Consequently, their words cannot be given any importance. One has to learn from Krishna, or his devotee. If one speaks on the basis of this experience, that is, on the basis of spiritual knowledge, one's words are valuable. At the present moment, the entire world is full of foolish people. Bhagavad Gita describes these people as mudhas. They are trying to rule human society, but because they are devoid of spiritual knowledge, the entire world is in a chaotic condition. To be released from these miserable conditions, one has to become Krishna conscious and take lessons from an exalted personality like Judd Bharat, Lord Krishna, and Lord Kapiladev. That is the only way to solve the problems of material life. Text 2. Tataiva Rajan Uru Gramaneda Vitana Vidyoru Vrijim Biteshu Naveda Videshu Hi Tattva Vada Prayena Sudo Nuchakakti Sadhu. Synonyms. Tata, therefore, Eva, indeed, Rajan, O King, Urugarha Meda, rituals related to material household life, Vitana Vidya, in knowledge that expands, Uru, very greatly, Vidrim Biteshu, among those interested, not Veda Vedeshu, who speak the version of the Vedas, he, indeed, Tattvavada, the spiritual science, Prayena, almost always, Suda, free from all contaminated activities, new, indeed, Trikasti, appear, Sadhu, a person who is advanced in devotional service. Translation. My dear king, talks of the relationship between the master and the servant, the king and the subject, and so forth, are simply talks about material activities. People interested in material activities, which are expounded in the Vedas, are intent on performing material sacrifices and placing faith in their material activities. For such people, spiritual advancement is definitely not manifest. Purport. In this verse, two words are significant, Vedavada and Tattvavada. According to Bhagavad Gita, those who are simply attached to the Vedas and who do not understand the purpose of the Vedas or Vedanta Sutra are called Vedavadarata. Yam imam Pushpitambacham Pravadanti Abhipachita Vedavadarata Parta Nanyad Astiti Vadina Karmatmana Svarga Para Janma Karma Falapadam Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Bogaishvarya Gatim Prati. Quote, men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, resultant good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say there is nothing more than this, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 2:42-43. The Vedavada and followers of the Vedas are generally inclined to karmakanda, the performance of sacrifice according to Vedic injunctions. They are thereby promoted to the higher planetary systems. They generally practice the Chaturmasya system. Ashakyam Havai Chaturmasya Yajina Sukritam Bhavati. One who performs the Chaturmasya Yaga before becomes pious. By becoming pious, one may be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Urdvam Gachanti Sattvashta. Some of the followers of the Vedas are attached to Karmakanda, the fruitive activities of the Vedas, in order to be promoted to a higher standard of life. Others argue that this is not the purpose of the Vedas. Tad yataivaha karmajita loka kshiyate evam evam utra purya punya jita loka kshiyate. In this world, someone may become very highly elevated by taking birth in an aristocratic family, by being very well educated, beautiful, or very rich. These are the gifts of pious activities enacted in the past life. However, these will be finished when the stock of pious activities is finished. If we become attached to pious activities, we may get these various worldly facilities in the next life, and we may take birth in the heavenly planets, but all of this will be eventually finished. Shne punya martyalokam vishanti. Bhagavad Gita 9.21. When the stock of pious activity is finished, one again has to come to this Martyrloka. According to the Vedic injunctions, the performance of pious activity is not the objective of the Vedas. The objective of the Vedas is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaschai savaram eva ham eva vedya. The objective of the Vedas is to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are Vedavadas are not actually advanced in knowledge, and those who are followers of Gyankanda, Brahman understanding, are also not perfect. However, when one comes to the platform of Upasana and accepts the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes perfect. Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. In the Vedas, the worship of different demigods and the performance of sacrifice are mentioned, certainly, but such worship is inferior because the worshippers do not know that the ultimate goal is Vishnu. Nate vidu svardhakatim hi Vishnum. When one comes to the platform of Vishnu Aradhanam, or Bhakti Yoga, one has attained the perfection of life. Otherwise, as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is not a Tattvavadi, but a Vedavadi, a blind follower of the Vedic injunctions. A Vedavadi cannot be purified from material contamination unless he becomes a Tattvavadi, that is, one who knows Tattva, the Absolute Truth. Tattva is also experienced in three features, Paramiti, Paramatmiti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdite. Even after coming to the platform of understanding Tattva, one must worship Bhagavan, Vishnu, and his expansions, or one is not yet perfect. Bhavanam Janmanamante Yanamam Prabhadite. After many births, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna. The conclusion is that unintelligent men with a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand Bhagavan, Brahman, or Paramatma. But after studying the Vedas and attaining the understanding of the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is supposed to be on the platform of perfect knowledge. Text 3. Natasya tattva grahanaya shakshad vari yasir api vachasams masan swapne niruktya grihamedi sokyam na yasya heyamun nitam swayam syat. Synonyms. Na, not, tasya, of him, a student studying the Vedas, tattva grahanaya, for accepting the real purpose of Vedic knowledge, shakshat, directly, vari yasi, very exalted, api, although vacha, words of the Vedas, samasan, sufficiently became, svapne, in a dream, niruktya, by example, grihamedi sokyam, happiness within this material world, not, yasya, of him who, heya anumitam, considered to be inferior, svayam, automatically, svat, become. Translation, a dream becomes automatically known to a person as false and immaterial, and similarly, one eventually realizes that material happiness in this life or the next, on this planet or in a higher planet, is insignificant. When one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 2.45, Krishna advised Arjuna to become transcendental to the material activities impelled by the three modes of material nature, Trigunya Vishya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjana. The purpose of Vedic study is to transcend the activities of the three modes of material nature. The course of the material world in the material world, the mode of goodness is accepted as the best, and one can be promoted to higher planetary systems by being on the Sattva-Guna platform. However, that is not perfection. One must come to the conclusion that even the Sattva-Guna platform is also not good. One may dream that he has become a king with a good family, wife, and children, but immediately at the end of that dream, he comes to the conclusion that it is false. Similarly, all kinds of material happiness are undesirable for a person who wants spiritual salvation. If a person does not come to the conclusion that he has nothing to do with any kind of material happiness, he cannot come to the platform of understanding the Absolute Truth, or Tattva Gyan. Gyanis, karmis, and yogis are after some material elevation. The karmis work hard day and night for some bodily comfort, and the gyanis simply speculate about how to get out of the entanglement of karma and merge into the Brahman effulgence. The yogis are very much addicted to the acquisition of material perfection and magical powers, All of them are trying to be materially perfect, but a devotee very easily comes to the platform of nirguna in devotional service, and consequently for the devotee the results of karma, jnana, and yoga become very insignificant. Therefore, only the devotee is on the platform of tattva-jnana and not others. Of course, the jnani's position is better than that of the karmi, but that position is also insufficient. The jnani must actually become liberated, and after liberation, he may be situated in devotional service. Madbhaktim labhate param. Text 4. Ivan mano rajasa purushasya satvena va tamasa vanurudam chetobir akutibir atanoti nirankusham kushalam chetaramba. Synonyms. Yavat, as long as mana, the mind, rajasa, by the mode of passion, purushasya, of the living entity, satvena, by the mode of goodness, va, or, tamasa, by the mode of darkness, va, or, anurudam, controlled, chetobi, by the knowledge-acquiring senses, akutibi, by the actions, the senses of action, atanoti, expands, nirankusham, independent, like an elephant not controlled by a trident, trident, kushalam, inauspicious, or auspiciousness, cha also, iteram, other than auspiciousness, sinful activities, va or, translation. As long as the mind of the living entity is contaminated by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the mind is exactly like an independent, uncontrolled elephant. It simply expands its jurisdiction of pious and impious activities by using the senses. The result is that the living entity remains in the material world to enjoy or suffer and suffer pleasures and pains due to material activity. Purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that material pious and impious activities are both opposed to the principle of devotional service. Devotional service means mukti, freedom from material entanglement, but pious and impious activities result in entanglement within this material world. If the mind is captivated by the pious and impious activities mentioned in the Vedas, one remains eternally in darkness. One cannot attain the absolute platform. To change the consciousness from ignorance to passion or from passion to goodness does not really solve the problem. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14:26, Sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhuyai kalpate, one must come to the transcendental platform, otherwise one's life's mission is never fulfilled. Text 5. Savasanatma vishyo parakto guna prabaho vikrita sodas satma vibrat pritan namabi rupne vedham antar bahistvam cha parais tanoti. Synonym sa, that, vasana, endowed with many desires, atma, the mind, vishaya uparakta, attached to material happiness, sense gratification, guna pravaha, driven by the force of either sattva-gun, rajagun, or tamagun, vikrita, transformed by lust, and so on, sodasatma, the chief of the 16 material elements, the 5 gross elements, the 10 senses, and the mind, bibrat, wandering, prataknamibi, with separate names, rupa-bedam, assuming different forms, antabahishtvam, the quality of being first class or last class, cha, and parai, with different bodily forms, tanoti, manifests. Translation. Because the mind is absorbed in desires for pious and impious activities, it is naturally subjected to the transformations of lust and anger. In this way, it becomes attracted to material sense enjoyment. In other words, the mind is conducted by the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. There are 11 senses and 5 material elements, and out of these 16 items, the mind is the chief. Therefore, the mind brings about birth in different types of bodies amongst demigods, human beings, animals, and birds. When the mind is situated in a higher or lower position, it accepts a higher or lower material body. Purport. Transmigration among the 8,400,000 species is due to the minds being polluted by certain material qualities. Due to the mind, the soul is subjected to pious and impious activities. The continuation of material existence is like the waves of material nature. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mayaravasi yachibesi kachi habadu bubai. My dear brother, The spirit soul is completely under the control of Maya, and you are being carried away by its waves, end quote. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti kriyamanini grig gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartam iti monite. Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature, end quote. Material existence means being fully controlled by material nature. The mind is the center for accepting the dictations of material nature. In this way, the living entity is carried away in different types of bodies continuously, millennium after millennium. Krishna Buli Se Jiva Ananda Barimukha Ataiva Mayatari Deya Samsara Dukha. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 21:17. Due to the living entity's forgetfulness of Krishna, one is bound by the laws of material nature. Text 6. Dukham Shukham Vyatiriktam Chativram Kalopapanam Phalam Avyanakti Alinga Maya Rachitan Taratma Swadehinam Samstri Chakrakuta. Synonyms: Dukkham, unhappiness due to impious activities. Shukham, happiness due to pious activities. Vyatiriktam, illusion. Cha, also. Tivram, very severe. Kala upapanam, obtained in the course of time. Phalam, the resultant action. Avyanakti, creates. Alingya, embracing. Maya rachita, created by material nature. Antatma, the mind. Svadehinam, the living being himself, Shamstri, the actions and reactions of material existence, Chakrakuta, which deceives the living entity into the wheel. Translation: the materialistic mind covering the living entity's soul carries it to different species of life. This is called continued material existence. Due to the mind, the living entity suffers or enjoys material distress and happiness. Being thus illusioned, the mind further creates pious and impious activities and their karma, and thus the soul becomes conditioned. Purport: material activities under the influence of material nature cause happiness and distress within the material world. Being covered by illusion, the living entity eternally continues conditioned life under different designations. Such living entities are known as nityabada, eternally conditioned. On the whole, the mind is the cause of conditioned life. Therefore, the entire yogic process is meant to control the mind and the senses. If the mind is controlled, the senses are automatically controlled, and therefore the soul is saved from the reactions of pious and impious activity. If the mind is engaged in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Sabai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo, the senses are automatically engaged in the Lord's service. When the mind and the senses are engaged in devotional service, the living entity naturally becomes Krishna conscious. As soon as one always thinks of Krishna, he becomes a perfect yogi. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesham madgatendantaratmana. This antaratma, the mind, is conditioned by material nature. As stated here, maya rachitan taratma svadehinam samstri chakrakuta, the mind, being most powerful, covers the living entity and puts him in the waves of material existence. Text 7. Tavan ayam vyavahara sadavi kshetragya shaktyo bhavati stula shukshma tasman mano lingam adovadanti guna guna tvasya paravarasya. Synonyms: Tavan, until that time, ayam, this, vyavahara, artificial designations, being fat or skinny, or belonging to demigods or human beings, sada, always, avi, manifesting, chetragnya, of the living entity, shakshya, testimony, bhavati, is, stula shukshma, fat and skinny, tasmat, therefore, mana, the mind, lingam, the cause, ada, this, vedanti, they say, guna, aguna, tvasya, being absorbed in material qualities, or devoid of material qualities, para avarasya, of and of lower and higher conditions of life. Translation: The mind makes the living entity within this material world wander through different species of life. And thus, the living entity experiences mundane affairs in different forms, such as human being, demigod, fat person, skinny person, and so on. Learned scholars say that bodily appearance, bondage, and liberation are caused by the mind. Purport. Just as the mind is the cause of bondage, it can also be the cause of liberation. The mind is described here as para-avara. Para means transcendental, and avara means material. When the mind is engaged in the Lord's service, Savaimana Krishna Parara Vindeo, it is called para, or transcendental. When the mind is engaged in material sense gratification, it is called avara, or material. At the present moment, in our conditioned state, our mind is fully absorbed in material sense gratification, but it can be purified and brought to its original Krishna consciousness by the process of devotional service. We have often given the example of Maharaj Ambarish. Savai mana Krishna parada vandeyo vachamsi vaikunta gunarna varnane. The mind must be controlled in Krishna consciousness. The trung can be utilized to spread the message of Krishna and glorify the Lord or take prasad, the remnants of food offered to Krishna, seva mukhe jivado. When one utilizes the tongue in the service of the Lord, the other senses can become purified. As stated in the Narada Pancharatra, sarvapadi vinirmuktam pat parat vena nirmalam. When the mind and senses are purified, one's total existence is purified and one's designations are also purified. And one no longer considers himself a human being, a demigod, a cat, a dog, a Hindu, Muslim, or so forth. When the mind and senses are purified and one is fully engaged in Krishna's service, one can be liberated and return home, back to Godhead. Text 8. Guna nuraktam vyasanayal janto kshemaya nirgunyam ato manasyat tatapra pido grita vartim asnan Shikha saduna saduma bhajati hiyadan anyad dashvam padam tataguna karmanu badham vitiramana shayate nyatra tatvam. Synonyms: guna anuraktam, being attached to the material modes of nature, vyasanaya, for the conditioning in material existence, janto, of the living entity, kshemaya, for the ultimate welfare, Nirgunyam, being unaffected by the material modes of nature, ato, thus, mana, the mind, syat, becomes yata, as much as pradipa, a lamp, grita vartim, a wick, within clarified butter, ashnan, burning, shikha, the flame, saduma, with smoke, bhajati, enjoys, iti, or he, certainly, anyada, otherwise, swam, in its own original padam position, tata so guna karma anubadam, by bound by the modes of nature and the reactions of material activities, vritti, various engagements, mana, the mind, shayate, takes shelter of, anyatra, otherwise, tatvam, its original condition. Translation. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of the material world, it brings about his conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment, it becomes the cause of liberation. When the flame in the lamp burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with ghee and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when detached from material sense gratification, it brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. Purport. It is therefore concluded that the mind is the cause of material existence and liberation also. Everyone is suffering in this material world because of the mind. It is therefore proper to train the mind to cleanse the mind from material attachment and engage it fully in the Lord's service. This is called spiritual engagement, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chiyo vyabhachare na bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityai tan brahmabhuyai kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman, end quote. One should engage the mind fully in Krishna conscious activities. Then it will be the cause of our liberation for our returning home back to Godhead. However, if we keep the mind engaged in material activities for sense gratification, it will cause continuous bondage and will make us remain in this material world in different bodies, suffering the consequences of our different actions. Text 9. Ekadasa san manasohi vrittaya akutiya panchadiyo brahmina matrani karmani puram chartasman vedanti Haikadasa virabhumi. Synonyms. Ekadasa, 11, a son there are, manasa, of the mind, he certainly, vritaya, activities, akutaya, senses of action, pancha, 5, diya, senses for gathering knowledge, abhimana, the false ego, matrani, different sense objects, karmani, different material activities, Purumcha, and the body, society, nation, family, or place of nativity. Tasam, of those functions, Vedanti, they say, ha, o, ekadas, 11, vira, o hero, bhumi, fields of activities. Translation. There are 5 working senses and 5 knowledge-acquiring senses. There is also the false ego. In this way, there are 11 items for the mind's functions. O hero, the objects of the senses, such as sound and touch, the organic activities, such as evacuation, and the different types of bodies, society, friendship, and personality, are considered by learned scholars the fields of activities for the functions of the mind. Purport. The mind is the controller of the 5 object knowledge-acquiring senses and the 5 working senses. Each sense has its particular field of activity. In all cases, the mind is the controller or owner. By the false ego, one thinks oneself the body and thinks in terms of, quote, my body, my house, my family, my society, my nation, end quote, and so on. These false identifications are due to the expansions of false ego. Thus, one thinks that he is this or that. Thus, the living entity becomes entangled in material existence. Text 10. Ganda kriti sparsha rasa shrapamsi visargarati arti bijalapa shirpa akandasam ekadasam shvikaranam mameti sayamaha aham dvandasam ekahu. Synonyms. Ganda, smell. Akriti, form. Sparsha, touch. Rasa, taste. Shrapamsi, and sound. Visarga, evacuating. Rati, sexual intercourse. Arti, movement. Abhijalpa, speaking. Shilpa, grasping or releasing. Ekadasam, 11th. Shvikaranam, accepting as mama, mine. Iti, thus. Svayam, sayam, this body. Aham, I. Dvadasam, 12th. Eke, sum, ahu, have said. Translation. Sound, touch, form, taste, and smell are the objects of the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses. Speech, touch, movement, evacuation, and sexual intercourse are the objects of the working senses. Besides this, there is another conception by which one thinks, quote, this is my body, this is my society, this is my family, this is my nation, end quote, and so forth. This 11th function of the mind is called the false ego. According to some philosophers, this is the 12th function, and its field of activity is the body. Purport. There are different objects for the 11 items. Through the nose we can smell, by the ears, eyes we can see, by the ears we can hear. And in this way we gather knowledge. Similarly, there are karmendriyas, the working senses, the hands, legs, genitals, rectum, mouth, and so forth. When the false ego expands, it makes one think, quote, this is my body, family, society, country, end quote, etc. Text 11. Dravya svabhavasya karma kalayar ekadam samsi manaso vikara sahasrasa santasa kotisascha chetragnato namito nasvatasyu. synonyms, dravya, by physical objects, svabhava, by nature as the cause of development, ashaya, by culture, karma, by predestined resultant actions, kalai, by time, ekadas, 11, ami, all these, manasa, of the mind, vikara, transformation, sahasrasa, in thousands, satasa, in hundreds, kotishacha, and in millions, Chetrajnata, from the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, na, not, mita, one another, na, nor, svata, from themselves, su, are. Translation. The physical elements, nature, the original cause, culture, destiny, and the time element are all material causes. Agitated by these material causes, the 11 functions transform into hundreds of functions, and then into thousands, and then into millions. But all these transformations do not take place automatically by mutual combination. Rather, they are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. One should not think that all the interactions of the physical elements, gross and subtle, that cause the transformation of mind and consciousness are working independently. They are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Lord Krishna says that the Lord is situated in the everyone's heart. As mentioned herein, the Supersoul, Chetragna, is directing everything. The living entity is also Chetragna, but the Supreme Chetragna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the witness and order giver. Under his direction, everything takes place. The different inclinations of the living entity are created by his own nature or his expectations, and he is trained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of material nature. The body, nature, and the physical elements are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They do not function automatically. Nature is neither independent nor automatic. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is behind nature. Maya dikshena prakriti suite sacharacharam hetanonena konteya jagat vibhar vivartate. Quote, this material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, it, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Text 12. Chetragna etamanaso bhutir jivasya maya rachitasya nitya. Avirhita kvapi tirohitascha sudo vishaste hi abhisudakartu. Synonyms. Chetragna, the individual soul, eta, all these, manasa, of the mind, vibhuti, different activities, jivasya, of the living entity, mayarachitasya, created by the external material energy, nitya, from time immemorial, avirhita, sometimes manifested, kvapi, somewhere, tirohitacha, and not manifested, shuddha, purified, vachaste, sees this, he, certainly, avishuddha, unpurified, kartu, of the doer. Translation. The individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas and activities created in the mind by external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the waking state and in the dream state, but during deep sleep, unconsciousness, or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Chetagyan Chapimam Vidhi Sarva Chetreshu Bharata. There are two kinds of Chetagya, or living beings. One is the individual living being, and the other is the supreme living being. The ordinary living being knows about his body to some extent, but the Supreme Paramatma knows the condition of all bodies. The individual living being is localized, and the Supreme Paramatma is all-pervading. In this shloka, the word Chetragna refers to an ordinary living being, not the Supreme Living Being. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nityabhada or Nityamukta. One is eternally conditioned, and the other is eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in the Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Those in the material world are conditioned souls, Nityabhada. The Nityabhadas can become liberated by controlling the mind because the cause of conditioned life is the mind. When the mind is trained and the soul is not under the mind's control, the soul can be liberated even in this material world. When it is liberated, one is called Jivan Mukta. A Jivan Mukta knows how he has become conditioned, therefore he tries to purify himself and return home back to Godhead. The eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because he is controlled by the mind. The conditioned state and liberated state are compared to the sleeping, unconscious state and the awakened state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned, but those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna's service, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Iha Yase Hare Dasye. If one takes to Krishna's service, he is liberated, even though he appears to be a conditioned soul within the material world. Jivan Mukta Sa Uchate, in any condition, one is considered liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. Text 13 through 14. Chaitanya api purusha purana shakshat svayam jyotir anja paresha narayano bhagavan vasudeva shva mayayatmani avyadiyamana yatani lashtavara jangamanam atma sarupena svashishte ishat evamparo bhagavan vasudeva chaitanya atmetam Anu Pravista. Synonyms. Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma, all-pervading, present everywhere. Purusha, the unrestricted controller who has unlimited power. Purana, the original. Sakshat, perceivable by hearing from authorities and by direct perception. Svayam, personal. Jyoti, manifesting his bodily rays, the Brahman effulgence. Aja, never born. Paresha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, the resting place of all living entities, Bhagavan, the Personality of Godhead with six full opulences, Vasudeva, the shelter of everything, manifested and non-manifest, Svamayaya, by his own potency, Atmani, in his own self, or in the ordinary living entities, Avadhyamana, existing as the controller, Yata, as much as, Anila, the heir, Stavara, of non-moving living entities, Jagamanam, and of moving living entities, Atma Surupena, by his expansion as the Supersoul, Nivesta, entered, Ishat, controls, Evam, thus, Para, transcendental, Bhagwan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, the shelter of everything, Chaitanya, known as Chaitanya, Atma, the vital force, Idam, this material world, Anupravista, entered within. Translation. There are two kinds of Chaitanya, the living entity, that's explained above, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is explained as follows. He is the all-pervading cause of creation. He is full in himself and is not dependent on others. He is perceived by hearing and direct perception. He is self-effulgent and does not experience birth, death, old age, or disease. He is the controller of all the demigods, beginning with Lord Brahma. He is called Narayan because he is the shelter of other living entities and after the annihilation of this material world. He is full of all opulences and he is the resting place of everything material. Therefore, he is known as Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his own potency, he is present within the hearts of all living entities. Just as air or vital force is within the bodies of all beings, moving and non-moving. In this way, he controls the body. In his partial feature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters all bodies and controls them. Purport. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Every living being is controlled by the Supreme Living Being, Paramatma, who resides within everyone's heart. He is the Purusha avatar, who creates this material world. The first Purusha avatar is Mahavishnu, and that Mahavishnu is the plenary portion of the plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna's first expansion is Baladev, and his next expansions are Vasudev, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Vasudev is the original cause of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is the expansion of the rays of the body of Vasudev. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagananda Koti Koti Shvashesha Vasudati Vibhuti Binam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Ananta Vashesha Bhutam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamam Jami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets in their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. End quote. Brahma Samhita 540. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is thus described in Bhagavad Gita. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurnitna matstani sarvabhutani nachaham avesavastita. Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 9.4. This is the portion of the plenary expansions of Krishna as the all-pervading Vasudev Shankarshan Pradyumna Anani Ruda. Text 15. Nayavad etam tanubrihan narendra vidunyan mayam nanyunob danyena vimukta sango jiti sach sapatno vidatma tatvam brahmatiha tavat. Synonyms. Na, not, tavat. As long as, etam, this, tanubrit, one who has accepted a material body, Narendra, O king, vidhuya mayam, washing away the infection accumulated because of contamination by the material world, vayuna, udayena, by awakening of transcendental knowledge due to good association and study of the Vedic literatures, vimukta sangha, free from all material association, jita sapatna, conquering the six enemies, the five knowledge-acquiring senses and the mind. Veda knows, atmatattvam, spiritual truth, brahmati, he wanders, iha, in this material world, tavat, until that time. Translation, my dear King Rahugana, as long as the conditioned soul accepts a material body and is not free from the contamination of material enjoyment, and as long as he does not conquer his six enemies and come to the platform of self-realization by awakening his spiritual knowledge, he has to wander among different places and different species of life in this material world. Purport. When one's mind is absorbed in the material conception, he thinks that he belongs to a particular nation, family, country, or creed. These are all called upadis, designations, and one has to become free from them. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam. As long as one is not free, he has to continue conditioned life and material existence. The human form of life is meant for cleansing away these misconceptions. If this is not done, one has to repeat the cycle of birth and death and thus suffer all material conditions. Text 16. Nayavad etan mana atmalingam samsara tapas tapava panam janasya yachchoka maha mayam raga bloba vairanu bandam mamatam vidate. Synonyms. Na, not, yavat, as long as, etat, this, mana, mind, atmalingam, existing as the false designation of the soul. Samsara tapa, of the miseries of this material world, avapanam, the growing ground, janasya, of the living being, yet which, shoka, of lamentation, moha, of illusion, amaya, of disease, raga, of attachment, loba, of greed, varya, of enmity, anubandham, the consequence, mamatam, the sense of ownership, vidhate, gives. Translation, the soul's designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of the material body and wander within this universe in different positions. Because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates bondage and a false sense of intimacy within this material world. Purport. The mind is the cause of both material bondage and liberation. The impure mind thinks, quote, I am this body, end quote. The pure mind knows that he is not the material body. Therefore, the mind is considered to be the root of all material designations. Until the living entity is aloof from the association and contaminations of this material world, the mind will be absorbed in such material things as birth, death, disease, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity. In this way, the living entity is conditioned, and he suffers material miseries. Text 17. Baritvyam enam tad adabra viram upekshaya de hitam apramata Gurur Hares Charano Pasanastro Jahi Vyali Kam Vaya Atman Mosham. Synonyms. Brat Britvyam, the formidable enemy, Enam, this mind. Tat, that, Abhadra Viram, very, very powerful. Upekshaya, by neglecting. Abdyetitam, unnecessarily increased in power. Apramata, one who is without illusion. Guru, of the spiritual master. Hare, of the supreme personality of Godhead. Charna, of the lotus feet. Upasana Astra, applying the weapon of worshipping. Jahi, conquer. Vyalikam, false. Svayam, personally. Atma Mosham, which covers the constitutional position of the living entity. Translation. This uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. O King, please try to conquer this mind with a weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and of the supreme personality of Godhead. Do this with great care. Purport. There is one easy weapon with which the mind can be conquered. Neglect. The mind is always telling us to do this or that. Therefore, you should be very careful in disobeying the mind's orders. Gradually, the mind should be trained to obey the orders of the soul. It's not that one should obey the orders of the mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that to control the mind, one should beat it with shoes as many times just after awakening and again before going to sleep. In this way, one can control the mind. This is the instruction of the Shastras. If one does not do so, one is doomed to follow the dictations of the mind. Another bona fide process is to abide strictly by the orders of the spiritual master and engage in the Lord's service. Then the mind will be automatically controlled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmiti Kone Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. When one receives the seed of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's real life begins. When one abides by the orders of the spiritual master, by the grace of Krishna, he is freed from service to the mind. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 5th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Judd Bharat instructs King Rahugana, end quote.